Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Search the App Store on your iPhone or iPad and download Apollo while you're listening today. A few weeks ago, a report claimed that Apple was in talks with the self-driving car startup Drive.ai about a potential acquisition. Yesterday evening, Apple confirmed that acquisition and said that it had hired dozens of engineers in the process. Apple didn't comment on the price of the acquisition, but Drive.ai was at one point valued near $200 million. Over the last 2 years, though, the startup struggled to gain adoption of its technology and was rumored to be shutting down before Apple came in with an acquisition offer. Drive.ai was unique in the autonomous vehicle industry because it focused on creating kits that turned regular cars into autonomous cars. The company had planned to partner with Lyft to expand adoption of its self-driving technology, but ultimately that deal never came to fruition. Apple's own self-driving project Titan roadmap remains somewhat unclear despite the Drive.ai acquisition. Earlier this year, Apple cut over 200 employees from the Project Titan team due to what it called restructuring. On the other hand, Doug Field returned to Apple's Project Titan team last year after a brief stint with Tesla, while Apple also recruited Bob Mansfield out of retirement to lead the Project Titan initiative. In other news, Apple Pay today launched in 13 new countries across Europe, including Greece, Portugal, Romania, and Slovakia. The expanded rollout in Europe was first reported over the weekend, and Apple is now commemorating the launches with Get Started with Apple Pay guides in each country's app store. These guides walk users through how to set up Apple Pay and where to use it, including retailers, websites, and iOS applications. Apple Pay has expanded across Europe at a brisk pace recently. Tim Cook said at the beginning of the year that Apple Pay would be available in over 40 countries by the end of 2019, and with today's launch, Apple seems to be well past that goal. For the full list of the new Apple Pay countries, read 9 to 5 Mac's coverage at the link in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Apollo for Reddit is a free Reddit client for iPhone and iPad created by an indie developer. What makes Apollo for Reddit unique is that it was created purely for iOS. It doesn't feel like a universal app that was designed for multiple platforms, like certain other Reddit apps on iOS. Apollo for Reddit takes full advantage of the design and speed of iOS, and it feels perfectly at home on your iPhone and iPad. If you want to give Apollo for Reddit a try, it's completely ad-free and available on the App Store as a free download. In-app purchases are available to unlock customizable gestures, unique custom home screen icons, and more. I use Apollo for Reddit every day, and it's truly the best way to browse Reddit from your iPhone or iPad. Go to the App Store now and search for Apollo for Reddit and give it a try. My thanks to Apollo for Reddit for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Next up, ahead of the first Democratic debate this evening, Apple has launched a new Apple News Spotlight focused on all of the candidates running for the 2020 presidency. The candidate guide is featured in the Apple News app across iPhone, iPad, and Mac. If you're in the US, you should be able to find a link to the candidate guide in the top stories section of Apple News, but the guide does not appear to be available in international regions. The Apple News Spotlight on the 2020 Democratic hopefuls is curated by human editors and draws from sources including Axios, CNN, The New York Times, Fox News, NBC News, and many more. Apple describes its coverage as a robust resource for people to learn more about the complex Democratic field for the 2020 election. Additionally, Apple is partnering with NBC News to provide real-time coverage of the Democratic debates this week. The first Democratic debate kicks off tonight, followed by another one tomorrow night. You'll be able to follow along in Apple News, where curators will be providing video highlights, fact-checking, and key takeaways as the debates progress. Apple will continue to update its candidate guide in Apple News throughout election season and throughout each of the debates, so be sure to check back for more information as the 2020 election process continues. Rounding out today is a new Apple Watch competitor from Polar. The Polar Ignite heats up Apple Watch competition with unique sleep tracking features and fitness coaching capabilities. While Apple Watch isn't rumored to gain built-in sleep tracking without third-party apps until next year, Polar says its Ignite watch is tackling sleep tracking in two ways using its in-house experts. One feature is Sleep Plus Stages, and these offer insight into the amount and quality of sleep that you get, as well as information on how you cycled through light, deep, and REM sleep. The result is an understandable sleep score that helps you improve key areas each night. Nightly Recharge combines that sleep score with daily body recovery information to offer personalized recommendations for improving sleep, recovery, performance, and fitness using heart rate variability, and breathing rate. Polar's guidance features go even further with fitness coaching and a slim form factor with a color touch display and up to 5-day battery life on a single charge. The Polar Ignite is available now for $229, while each additional band will cost you $25. Other things worth reading on 905 Mac today include a piece from Ben Lovejoy in which he explains why a notchless iPhone is still a ways away despite new technology popping up in Android phones. Additionally, Zach Hall posted his hands-on look at Satechi's new HomeKit outlet. This will turn one dumb plug into two HomeKit outlets for $60. We also took a look at 5G tests that show just how quickly you'll burn through your data with the faster cellular speeds. You can read all of these stories at the links in the show notes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Apollo for Reddit for sponsoring today's episode. Read these stories and more on 9to5 Mac. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.